time to order, being that it's a little after 5. Thank you for your patience. And our first action item is to adopt the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? So, as presented to you. So I would be an open to a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ed and seconded by Jim. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item number 3, approval of the minutes from July 17th. And those were also in your packet.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made by Michael. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lee. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 4, the Great River Regional Library 2018 budget projections on your table. I'll turn it over to Aaron. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, since this is put on the table, you probably haven't had a lot of time to look it over. The budget projections for 2018 are not that dissimilar from 2017. I just wanted to point out that for 2017, the projected amount that was unspent was 4.48%. And this year, we're projecting 4.45%. So it's not all that different than last year's. A few things that I just wanted to point out were that I've been mentioning during other board meetings is that the revenue for interest you can see is at 259.29. I was not anticipating the rates on CDs to be skyrocketing the way they have. So,
what's your definition of skyrocketing?
Yeah.
Half to one.
Yeah. Well,
double. Well, at last year at this time when we set the budget for 2018, rates were right around the 1.25, 1.5 mark, and I was not expecting them to go up to over 2.5.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing for Great River, yes.
You're too young.
Give it time.
Yeah.
They'll probably go back down, I would imagine, someday. Hope not. Some other things I'd like to point out that look a little weird on this is like the revenue fund, MCIT, and miscellaneous. The reason why that looks the way it does is because we borrow or basically extract revenue from the revenue fund, which is the MCIT dividend that we get every year. But we don't necessarily budget the amount we think we're going to get, because that number is very volatile and it has a lot to do with our insurance and the pool and how many claims that there are. So what we do is we extract a little at a time every year to offset revenue. And so what you see in the September through December column, that's 16,891, that is an actual known number that we usually get in August or, you know, early September. I usually get a letter from MCIT letting us know what our actual dividend is. So that's where it can kind of skew the numbers a little bit, where it's 663%. So another area that acts the same way is the MinLink, which is at 160%. That's a grant that we get that we fundamentally do the same thing with that we use MCIT dividend for. So overall revenue, we're anticipating about 160,000 over, and a lot of that, and another good chunk of that is the ROBSS at 98,500. That came in higher than budgeted. Down in the expenditures area, the usual suspects, salaries, benefits, and retirement, those areas are due to the turnover and some main areas. We're holding vacant the Associate Director Public Relations position for over 7 months in 2018. Mm-hmm. And there was also some savings from the communication and development reorganization and with Brianne here and her staff. So there was some changes there that attributed to that. So that affects the retirement and also the benefit side. Let's see here. So So overall, this year's surplus we're looking at with, you know, the expenditures are, we're anticipating underspending by $410,000, due mainly to those salary budget lines. And overall, it's a 4.45. Like I stated last year, or for last year, it was 4.48 at $484,000 in surplus. This year, it's 4.45 with $569,000. And the reason for that change, too, is also that the budget went up. So proportionately, the percentage is still the same.
Okay, so this is just for information tonight, no action, so just discussion. So if people have questions or need more information.
I have one comment. We'll likely bring some designation requests forward at the November meeting. One in particular that we've talked about at previous meetings was designating some money from the vacant associate director position for training for Brianne and her department next year so that we can dig into Razor's Edge and that fundraising and continue to develop our employees in that area.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
And Madam Chair, maybe you can help Felix with his blood pressure issue with all that money that Sherburne County spent this year. Maybe there's $47 on there.
Don't have it.
Don't have it. Okay.
Okay, so that is information, and I want to back the bus up a little bit. Is this Brianne's first meeting with us? So I apologize, I didn't recognize that. So I just want to welcome Brianne to your first board meeting, your first finance meeting. So board meetings to come. This one's the easy part. Yeah, later on. So we'll ease you into it. So welcome. Moving on to agenda item number 5, recruitment software request. Who will tee this up for us? Probably Julie.
Yes. Good evening. We would like to propose that we implement a software called NeoGov for our recruitment process. This is a process we're currently doing with our HRIS system ADP. And we do run into some barriers because it really isn't tailored to public sector recruitment and its unique kinds of requirements. We've done some research. We have two bids in the packet, one from NeoGov and Civic HR. There aren't a lot of vendors that specifically do public sector recruitment. So these are the two basically that I did was able to research. NeoGov is my preferred vendor. Each of the counties uses NeoGov. It's very prevalent in Minnesota. There's a big network of users, which I think would be really helpful for us. So we'd like to get going with that as soon as possible. We think it'll give us a lot of efficiency in HR. We're anticipating some staffing changes there as well, and I think this will help as we move forward with that.
Okay, great. Thanks for that information. So this is an action item, so I'd be open to a motion.
I'll make the motion, and I'll have a question.
Second. Okay. There's a Lee first and Dave second. And discussion.
What do you anticipate, or, you know, looking down the line, what do we've got for retirements in the next year, year two, year three? What do you think? Guesstimate. Any?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say around 2 years out, there's a pretty big group. A lot of our library service coordinator positions are about half of them. There's maybe 24 of them, and I think we've looked at half of them are eligible within the next couple years. Okay. Whether they'll go or not, we don't necessarily know that. And then there are just some long-term employees that are getting ready as well.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay, we do have a motion, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item number 6, the undesignated fund development revenue allocation. So I brought this forward on behalf of the fund development committee. In 2015, you may recall, we changed how fundraising revenue operated within our
operating budget. So it was removed from the operating budget, and it's a separate designated funding stream. And at that time, we said we wanted 60 cents on every dollar that's undesignated to go toward the collection, 20 cents toward marketing the library, 20 cents to fundraising. And so we've taken a look at how that split's worked over the last couple of years, and we would like to change the splits, partly on Breanne's recommendations, her knowledge of Better Business Bureau practices for nonprofits. We should be able to tell our donors that only 20% of our donations are used to support fundraising activities. So we would like to shift the collection percentage to 55% and then add a programming line. So programming at the library means something a little different than programming to the outside world. It's not just story time. It would go to support things like read down your fines or other library services that are delivered. And then the communications line would be a merger of the fund development and marketing designations. There's a lot of dollars sitting in that account right now. And if we continue to grow our fundraising, the total amount coming in for collection and communications probably won't decrease over time. They'll actually increase, but this will give us an opportunity to talk better about our donations to our supporters and also leverage the dollars to support not only materials that are lent, but services that are delivered. Okay.
Madam Chair, are we registered with the Better Business Bureau? People that look up nonprofit, are we registered with nonprofit status?
Most libraries are not. There are quite a few friends of the libraries, but it is quite an extensive process to be accredited. So there really are only a few friends of the libraries who are accredited. However, within these percentages, this is what donors look at. They want to know how much of their dollar really goes towards programming and not overhead, etc. And it is within their accountability accreditations that, the total number towards program activities, which would be our collection development and programming, is supposed to be at least 65% and no more than 35% on fundraising. So before, within the fundraising and marketing, we were not up to that standard.
Okay, if I may, Madam Chair, so if I'm a donor, where would I find this information about the library? Is it in our...
We have to provide it.
Okay.
It's not out there, but with the annual appeal coming up, we would love to be able to put that information into some of the appeal materials.
And just so I know how they can... If somebody asks me or says, how do I find that out, so...
Right. Breanne's also been looking at our online presence for giving. Our website is extremely out of date when it comes to the support us and donations section, so I anticipate some of that information will be posted there once that's updated.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So this is an action item, so I would be open to a motion to approve the allocation of 2018 and 19 undesignated fund development into those designated percentages as listed.
I so move.
Second.
Motion made by Jim, seconded by, I had an echo, Michael. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 7, the Great River Regional Library Signatory Agreement Review.
In our bylaws, it says this agreement will be reviewed every 3 years by the Great River Board. I spoke with Randy about this earlier this year, and we felt like we should wait until after the budget's discussed to give this some time on the agenda. With each of the 6 commissioners on the Finance Committee Board, it seemed most appropriate to start the conversation there. We don't have any recommended changes from Great River. There are a couple of minor typos that could be fixed, but since it takes all 6 counties approving an agreement revision, we don't have anything of substance to recommend. That being said, The reason that was built into our bylaws is there was a desire by some of the counties to take a look at this every 3 years to see how it was working.
Thanks, Karen. Yes, there's a lot of information here. So I think at this point, I will just open it up to discussion.
Madam Chair, how often do our lawyers review this, or have they reviewed it recently?
The last time they reviewed it was when the revision took place, and that was 2015?
2015, August 19th.
And that revision was actually a change in the funding article. So you may recall that the funding article at one point in Sahim said that if the six counties did not agree on a budget, the automatic budget for the following year would be a 3% increase. And that was changed to the same as the prior year.
Yeah.
So it was, that was the substantive change that happened at that point in time.
Other questions or changes that people may want to see with this?
I do have a question, Madam Chair, on 6.4 capital shares. I see that Benton County and Todd County have zero.
That was, that references the initial agreement. So.
Back when they started.
Back in 1969. So it has carried forward with the agreement.
So we don't get anything. So
there is a capital share built into the funding formula, and if you look at when we set the budget, there's the operating percentage, the capital percentage, and then the total. There is a capital share that each county contributes going forward, but when the agreement was put together, this is what was contributed.
Is there any, or has there been any exploration or development of ways for individual counties to get in and or out of their library groups? Or have they been frozen since the Ice Age?
It is possible to do that within current state law. That being said, in order to be eligible for state funding, you need to be part of a regional library system. And if you want to change systems, for example, the state library has to approve it as an improvement in library services for your county, and then both regional boards would have to agree to it.
For the individual county requesting the movement.
Right. The individual county could be an independent county, but they would no longer be eligible for state funding.
Okay.
And is that somewhat covered on page 19 under termination? Is it also in statute?
It's also in statute.
That's what I thought.
There is a statute that covers the process about how you deal with it.
And Wright County will never leave, because if we leave this, we get to go to Metro. Ain't happening.
I've been getting weird questions lately. I had a question the other day. Is it possible for two townships to merge?
If they like each other.
If they like each other.
I would imagine up north that would make
That's my point. Western Stearns County, you've got two that would be good candidates.
So does anyone see that we need any changes or updates at this time with the signatory agreement?
Madam Chair, this question is for Karen. Is this something we want to bring back to our attorneys and just have them review it just in case?
When you say our attorneys, do you mean Great River?
Individual county?
You're welcome to do that.
Because if they haven't done it for a while, it probably wouldn't hurt for them. They're getting paid already anyway. They might as well look at this and make sure that everything's, make sure no statutes or laws have been passed that changes this. Because them lawmakers, they're pretty sneaky. They change things all the time.
Madam Chair, the thing is, you know, I like your idea. The only thing is, if we take it to each one of our county attorneys, you might come back with a few different answers. You know, so maybe if you want
all different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you want to have one attorney look at it, but I would kind of be hesitant about bringing it to our county attorneys. You know. But that's my point of view. I don't know what else was said.
Yeah, I probably agree with you, Randy, that it would be too many,
too many
opinions in the whole deal.
Yeah. We kind of saw that when we were negotiating with the cities and stuff in their review, and they picked little items that they were concerned about.
Yes.
And ended up
point, Jim.
Yes.
Point.
Wasting time on it.
Never get done.
Okay.
I mean, all of us have that option at any time. It's not like we...
That's true.
So, if that's something you wish to do, Mike, definitely.
Please go.
Okay. Anything else? So, again, this is an action item. So I believe the motion would be to review, which we did, and we have made no changes. So
you could choose to take no action.
We could choose to take no action.
Mm-hmm. We'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Okay, Mike was the first, and I think Lee, were you a second before Jim? Give Lee. Has everyone had a turn today? I don't want to play favorites.
You haven't made
a motion yet, have you?
Is that a recommendation?
I don't ever make a motion.
Is that a recommendation to go to the full board for approval, or is it just this board that approves?
The full board will get the Finance Committee report, so if they...
So it'll be under my report today.
Okay. All right.
Do you need more than that, Dave?
Madam Chair, would we need somebody, though, from this Finance Committee to recommend to the board, correct?
Right. Well, all of the actions taken tonight.
Yeah, under my finance report, this all goes forth, and then they act on it.
Yeah.
Okay? People okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Our next meeting is November 20th at 5 p.m. And if there's no more business, I'd be open to a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Madam Chair.
I don't want to quit.
Motion
second.
Made by Ed, seconded by Jim. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.